case number 9711, James and Sherry Jordan, south of Route 54, northeast of Bayberry Road, being part of Lot 33, Block H, within Kingwick Subdivision 3. Seeking a variance from the front yard setback requirement. They're seeking a 4.1 tenths of a foot from the required 30 feet. Is that correct? Place your right hand there. You too, sir. State your full name.
Sherry Jordan.
And address.
9503J Kingscroft Terrace, Baltimore, Perry Hall, Maryland.
James Jordan, 9503 Kingscroft Terrace, Perry Hall, Maryland.
Do you swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct the best of your knowledge?
I do. Yes. Good evening.
Good evening.
We're here to request from the board a variance of four feet, I think 9 inches, into the front of the home. For us to do the remodeling that we seek to do in making this. We're both retired now, and we're planning on coming down here and living full-time, and we wanted to remodel the home so that we're able to move it down and make it the way that we would like it to be.
Mm-hmm. Say four feet nine? I'm sorry.
Yes, sir. Our association, Kingwick Association, is 25 feet. We submitted the plans to them, and they gave us their approval. I have a letter of their approval. With that, I also have letters from our neighbors on the sides of us telling us that they're in agreement with it also, that they don't have any difficulties with it.
Actually, we said 5 feet, I think, on the there.
5 feet.
We rounded it to 5 feet.
I think I did round it to 5 feet on my request.
The reason I question it, there seems to be a conflict on the drawing. In the application, it says 4.1 feet. On the drawing, it shows that you'd be 25 feet 9 inches from the property line,
right.
So 5 feet will cover
that. Yes, sir.
We're in the process of the drawings right now,
but
so we said roughly 5 feet.
Yeah, the 5 feet.
5 foot variance.
Sorry for the confusion.
No, it's
okay.
Now that you're done, we'd like to get it straightened out for you.
Sorry. You understand that even if the board were to grant approval, that does not insulate you from your restrictive covenants, which it appears you'd be violating?
No, we would not. The covenant is 25 feet in our community.
Okay, so you're not going to be further than that?
No, sir. And we went to the architect committee and got their approval ahead of time.
Yeah, Mr. Brady was saying something about your deck and so forth. And
yes.
Okay.
That's not a.
That's not a violation.
No.
Okay.
I have the variance.
Okay, sir.
Now, Mr. Chairman, for the record, I have that in the record.
Okay.
For Mr. Brady.
Thank you. Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Wharton?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Mill? Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
Okay.
Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
I guess I do have one question for Mr. Burrell. The letter from the Homeowners Association states that a variance was already granted by Sussex County. Why would they have to reapply if that's true?
Because I think they're removing the deck in favor of some different structures.
And that side of the deck on that side is not being removed?
No. We purchased the property March of 1999. The previous owners had constructed a deck over where there was an older deck. In doing so, when they did a title search prior to going to settlement, it was determined that the deck that the previous owners replaced with, you know, a new deck they put up to replace the old one was right on the property line. So the previous owners had to obtain a variance in order for us to go through with settlement, which was granted by Sussex County back in February of 1999. I have a copy of that with me. We're not taking down the deck. The only thing we're choosing to do is
different then. It's not the deck that's
right. We're going to the front to allow for a front porch and steps. We have plenty of room in the back, but if we go towards the back, we would be obstructing the view of our neighbors to the left of us, and we would prefer not to do that because we were friends with everybody. I have a letter from the neighbor on the other side that's in agreement with what we're planning to do.
Okay.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move we approve case number 9711, as I don't feel any alter such a character of the neighborhood, and the homeowners association is in agreement.
I have a second to that motion.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. McCabe, and a second by Mr. Hudson, that we approve case number 9711. All those in favor of the motion, give your voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.